Firstly, there was a lot of excitement at the onset of this development because we expected, the people of Zimbabwe expected that at least President Mugabe's era would come to an end. And there's nothing refreshing and there's nothing as exciting as seeing the old man go, having seen him as our leader for 37 years. But unfortunately, Jonga, that excitement is going away because it looks like there's a stillness. There's no more fear that we can actually be happy. But overall, there's deep hope and faith in the people of Zimbabwe that Mugabe is going to lose power now.
There are reports that Mr. Mugabe is refusing to go. What do you think will happen next?
Mugabe must go. There is no way he should be allowed to control his power. If he were to do that, then Zimbabwe would be in trouble. What I see happening is there might be a dragging on of the discussion around his departure. But individually, that must be the position. He must go. He has outlived his usefulness. You know, he has been in power for long enough. And he has been in power also because of the strength and the backing he has gotten from the military. And now you can see a clear fracture between the military institutions, you know, the army, the CIO, the police. You can see that difference and that fracturing. And I think there's no way Mugabe can rebuild and consolidate his power base around the security services. And this is just the perfect opportunity for Mugabe to go, and this is what the people of Zimbabwe are looking for.
Can we see other African countries or even international communities or friends of Mr. Mugabe coming in to rescue him?
That would be very unlikely. I mean, that would be very unlikely for us. From my point of view, if you were to look at what is happening, his friends would be China. But, I mean, look at what is happening. I don't see China coming to help him in any way. And, you know, there is no block. He has got a couple of friends in the region. But it would be unfortunate for anyone in Zimbabwe to come to support Mugabe, one man, versus the 12 million Zimbabweans who would want to progress and move forward beyond Mugabe. And it would be naive and it would be selfish of them to support a dictator to continue to cripple the economy of a nation and disappoint millions of Zimbabweans at the expense of holding on to power. So we don't expect anybody at this stage to come and help and rescue Mr. Mugabe. This is time for him to go. If he was clever, he should say, okay, I've had enough. Let me at least go peacefully now that there's still a chance for him to go peacefully. And this is what this is a decision we hope he will take. Any other decision is really contrary to the spirit of moving the nation forward.